Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go up to Capitol Hill in Washington, where our ABC News correspondent Mona Kosar Abdi joins us this morning. Mona, what time should we expect this Senate vote on the president's emergency declaration about money going to the southern border?
It looks like it's going to be happening this afternoon. Tentatively, it's been set for 1:45, but that will most likely change, probably most due to delays.
As it always does. The Senate drives me crazy that they can't stick to anything. So let's talk about the numbers. There was this hope that the White House was putting out that Republicans would stand strong behind their president, that they would make a statement that they thought that this was indeed a national emergency and the president's plan to build the wall was important enough for them to stick with him. But now we're hearing a whole bunch of GOP senators are going the other direction.
Right. This is not looking too good for President Trump. Earlier this week, he both behind the scenes and publicly was telling Republicans to, quote unquote, get tough. In a tweet, he said that they need to stand united and vote against this resolution. You know, while the issue at hand here is that while many of these Republicans, even in the House where this resolution has already passed, do agree with the president that there needs to be enhancements to border security, that there needs to be some sort of barrier built, they don't agree with him sidestepping Congress. And that is where the issue lies. And so Utah Senator Mike Lee proposed an alternative resolution. He was talking to the president about this, where he would let this declaration of a national emergency slide. He doesn't feel that he feels that this one is legally sound, but he does say that the executive branch has been given too much discretion and believes that those powers need to be limited. And so this resolution that he proposed would limit those powers. President Trump did not support it. And so then Mike Lee, who was on the fence, came out and said that he, too, would be voting for this resolution. And so now it's probably going to likely be a domino effect where we see a lot more Republicans now that there's not that compromise or that middle ground resolution voting for this one. Because, again, a lot of them were critical of President Obama's executive action on immigration. And so they feel that this sets a dangerous precedent. In his tweet, President Trump said it's not about precedent or constitutionality, but about stopping crime. That is where Republicans disagree with him.
And so are we up to 10 Republicans in the Senate, or do we know?
Likely 12, maybe.
There's
a lot on the fence. Mike Lee now has obviously said that he's going to vote in favor, but the other Utah senator Romney said that he's on the fence as well. Cory Gardner in Denver. We're looking at Marco Rubio, Ted Cruz now. Republicans from all spectrums.
Yeah. So the president has announced he will veto, right?
Mm-hmm.
And no chance of an override there. There's no way they get the numbers to do that.
Right. They likely don't have the numbers, but this is going to get tied up in a legal battle. 14 states, including California and New York, have sued over this declaration. A lot of organizations have also sued. So this is going to likely get tied up in a lengthy legal battle. The president
Yeah, Virginia's
has already,
in on that, too, I think.
I believe so. Yeah. 14 states. And so it looks like, you know, the president's now has requested another $8.6 billion for his border wall. So I think he's trying to show that he's going to exhaust all options.
We're talking to Mona Kosar Abdi, our ABC News correspondent on Capitol Hill. So, Mona, can you articulate the difference between this particular emergency declaration by President Trump and the emergency declarations that President Obama issued? Because that has been one of the points of contention that some people have said, look, you were willing to accept this from Barack Obama when he was trying to funnel money to specific issues that he felt like needed to be addressed overseas. Why are you not willing to give President Trump the same latitude when he identifies an issue that he needs to deal with domestically? Has anybody successfully articulated what the difference is?
I believe if you know, the difference was that not as many Democrats were vocal. Right now, Democrats are united that President Trump is sidestepping Congress through this declaration of a national emergency, and that they're questioning the constitutionality of it, whereas with Obama, they weren't so vocal. And many supported his, he used it for example, for DACA and other measures. And so that was a criticism of the Democrats, whereas the Republicans were very vocal against Obama's use. I believe even President Trump before, I don't even think he was a candidate at the time, said Obama was acting like a king. And so Rand Paul, in his op-ed that he posted about 2 weeks ago when he essentially became the deciding vote, said that he cannot consciously criticize Obama and support Trump. And he said that there was no difference. He equated the two actions. And so he said that was his reasoning for getting behind this resolution.
I mean, he generally is intellectually honest about everything he does. I don't agree with every decision he makes, but usually he will just stay straight up, Republican or Democrat, this is what I'm going to do. But I think you touch on something that's important for people to remember. It does appear to me that this is a lot of this is politics, and it is consistent with Republicans abandoning their own guy in these moments when they have an opportunity to push forward or to fall back. They, like, forgive me for putting it to the wimps, they fall back. But I know you want to be objective, so I'm not going to ask you to comment about that. Mona Kosar Abdi, our ABC News correspondent on Capitol Hill, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.